You're listening to SBS News.
Early this month, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe officially became Japan's longest-serving Prime Minister in terms of consecutive days in office. 2,799 uninterrupted days, or 7 years and 8 months in the job, breaking the previous record held by his great-uncle Isako Sato. It came on the same day he returned to a Tokyo hospital to find out about the results of what he described as a regular health checkup carried out the week before. The 65-year-old has battled the disease ulcerative colitis for years, yet it still came as a shock when he formally announced he'll be stepping down before the end of his term in September 2021. Mr. Abe says it's gut-wrenching to leave many of his goals unfinished.
The fact I couldn't resolve the abduction issue with my own hands is extremely regrettable. It also breaks my heart to leave my job halfway through the work on the peace treaty with Russia and amending the constitution.
In a statement, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says on behalf of the people of Australia, he would like to thank Mr. Abe for his enduring commitment to Australia-Japan relations.
Australia is thankful for the true friend we have had in Shinzo Abe as Prime Minister of Japan. His leadership, wisdom, generosity and vision have championed the cause of peace, freedom and prosperity in our region and the world more broadly.
Mr. Morrison described Mr. Abe as a friend and mentor, saying he'll always remember the moment the two leaders shared in 2018 when Mr. Abe visited Darwin, honouring those killed during the Japanese bombing of the city in World War II. As recently as last week, it was being reported that Scott Morrison was in discussion with Mr. Abe to plan an in-person visit in Tokyo in coming months to sign a bilateral defence agreement. The reciprocal access agreement would facilitate mutual visits by Japan's self-defence forces and the Australian military. Benjamin Arcione, an academic on Japanese foreign policy at the Australian National University, says bilateral relations between Australia and Japan took a significant step forward under Mr. Abe's leadership.
Prime Minister Abe has been particularly focused on security reforms, and Japan and Australia have become each other's second most important security partner after our respective alliances with the United States. The bilateral economic relationship, there's bipartisan recognition on both sides of the importance of this. This will continue as it has under Prime Minister Abe in the future.
Mr. Abe spearheaded efforts to reframe the region as the Indo-Pacific rather than the Asia-Pacific as part of a strategy of building alliances to respond to China's growing assertiveness in the region. He was also crucial in reviving the landmark Trans-Pacific Partnership after US President Donald Trump pulled out of the trade deal. Mr. Abe is expected to stay in office until his ruling Liberal Democratic Party can choose a successor. While that happens, he says he's prioritising his health, but intends to still serve in the parliament.
I would like to recover my health and continue my work as a member of parliament, to do what I can to tackle the various challenges we face in our policies. And of course, as a member of parliament, I'd like to cooperate and support the next administration.
There is no consensus yet on who will be his successor, but some candidates have already emerged, among them Finance Minister Taro Aso, Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga, and former Defence Minister Shigeru Ishiba. Mr. Abe says he's confident a capable successor will be formally elected in Parliament.
All of the candidates named are promising. I've worked with them in the Cabinet or in the party. I think all of them will compete with their policies and I expect a prominent leader will be chosen.
He says the Olympic Games next year will go ahead as expected, regardless of who is chosen as his successor. Mr. Arcione says the broad direction of Australia's bilateral ties with Japan are unlikely to change whoever succeeds Mr. Abe.
The next Prime Minister will be from the same ruling Liberal Democratic Party, which there's bipartisan support in both countries on the importance of Japan-Australia relations economically and on security. So we shouldn't expect any significant changes in the short term, no.
In a country once known for its short-tenured prime ministers, Mr. Abe's departure marks the end of an unusual era of stability that saw the Japanese leader strike up strong ties with US President Donald Trump, even as Mr. Abe's ultra-nationalism riled the Koreas and China. Mr. Ashione says it would be a mistake to overemphasise Japan's closer defence ties with Australia as chiefly aimed at China.
Japan at the moment still has its constitutional restraints on the use of force, and this is something that Abe's been trying to change, to formally revise the constitution. And that process can be seen as part of an Abe government-led free and open Indo-Pacific strategy, which can be seen as targeted at China. And the reciprocal access agreement could be thought of as part of that broader framework. But we shouldn't overblow the importance of Australia-Japan cooperation is always and necessarily targeted at China only, rather than regional stability in general.
Koichi Nakano, an international politics professor at Sophia University in Tokyo, believes Mr. Abe's departure will affect Japan's relationship with other Asian countries.
Mr. Abe's resignation would impact on Japan's relations with the other Asian countries in particular, in a personal way, but the more structural factor that is going to be even more important is whether Mr. Trump is going to get re-elected as President of the United States.
The party is expected to elect Mr. Abe's successor sometime over the next 2 or 3 weeks. The chosen person will then be confirmed as Prime Minister by a vote in the Parliament. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.